Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by his wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
What joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening and greetings in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we go into your word this evening, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to open our hearts and our minds to be receptive, Father, to this your word, so that we can get a greater understanding from the Father and a closer walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, and stronger in faith and trust in our belief. Now, Father, be with us throughout this study this evening. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, if you're ready to take the Lord's Supper with us, communion, get your bread. We know that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." May you always remember the pain and all that that broken body took upon itself for you and I. Take your bread. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." We are now living the New Testament, and our sins and all have been covered by his blood that was shed there at the cross. Take your cup. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. And may he walk with us throughout this evening and the rest of our lives. We ask all of this in the sweet, precious name of Jesus. And that we never forget what he has done and what he took upon himself. So that we would not have to. Now, we're going to be in chapter 16 here. Chapter 16 is really not that long. It's 33 verses. A lot of them are short. But we cover quite a few things as we study. Now, these things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogue. Yea, the time cometh, that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. You know that verse there, verse 2. The first of the fulfillment of the prophecy. And we have seen this prophecy as we've come through all of these gospel books. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and now here into John. Now, and these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. Those that are of the world and those that are out there that is following the prince of the world and his bunch, they, because they rejected the Lord Jesus, they don't know him, nor the Father. They're not going to want to know you and I, or anyone that is a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, and will be living this word. They're not going to want anything to do with this. Now, and he told us there that there will be a time again, because you see, those he was talking to in that day and time have already lived through it. His disciples, those 12 disciples of his, all but one died a martyr's death. Well, two, actually. But one killed himself because he treated him. Now, but the others died a martyr's death. They were killed because they were believers and followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Only John died a natural death. And he lived out his life and then passed on. Now, some of them were beheaded. Some of them we don't know exactly how they died. We just know they were put to death. We know Peter was crucified upside down. But that was at his request, because when they going to crucify him, He let them know that he was not worthy to be crucified upright like his Savior. Now, four, but these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. You know, these things he's talking about here are going on in most of the parts of the world today, in most all of the nations, except right here in our nation, but it is coming our direction. And there are those even in our own government trying to bring in that time that will bring in this very thing to you and I. Because that's what will happen when socialism comes in. When socialism comes in, all this other will follow. You look at the countries right now that are living under socialism, and you'll see these things going on. Now, five, but now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? They don't even ask. Six, but because I have said these things unto you, sorrow has filled your heart. Seven, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Eight, and when he is come, he will reprove.
I got to interrupt you, but it's a different kind. With her, it's...
And the righteousness. And the judgment. And sin because they believe not on me. Now, 10, of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Now, the work of the Holy Spirit is to reprove and to point out a fault or an error, or to expose something as it really is. And the Holy Spirit reproves concerning three topics. One is sin. The Holy Spirit reveals the need of redemption because they believe not on the Lord Jesus Christ. And the greatest sin is unbelief. And you see, all the greatest work is belief. And two, righteousness, the Holy Spirit reveals possibility of redemption because he says, I go to my Father. Christ goes to the Father after a righteous life and a death that will impute his righteousness to others. A death that will give life and all to others, which is you and I. And three, is judgment. The Holy Spirit reveals the reality of redemption because the prince of this world is judged. The power of Christ to judge Satan and to overthrow his kingdom is not future, but was at the cross and the resurrection. That's when his judgment was made. That man has been judged for the prince of this world. Now, you see, there is a lot of things that most of the time we don't stop and to consider and to take in as we read and study. That's why we need to be in the Word of God as much as possible, all that we can. Now, third chapter, verse 13. Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. You see, this is why we need the Holy Spirit in our lives. It's because he is our guide. He's also our comforter. He is the one that will be bringing us everything that we need. Comfort, peace, joy, love will all come from him as he brings it. It will all come from the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ and brought to you and I by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Now, once you learn more about the Trinity of God, you'll have a better understanding of what I'm talking about. Now, 14. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. 15. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. I'm talking about him showing it unto us. Now, 16. A little while, and ye shall not see me. And again a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. 17. Then said some of his disciples among themselves, what is this that he said unto us, a little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me, and because I go to the Father. So still, after all the times he has told them about, and has even told them how, and yet they are still not understanding most of his speech. They still talk among themselves. 18. They said, therefore, is this that he said? A little while we cannot tell what he said. Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him and said unto them, do ye inquire among yourselves of that I said a little while and you shall not see me, and again a little while and you shall see me? Oh, but this next verse, see, but in two words, verily, verily, I say unto you, that you shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and you shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy, which is exactly what took place with his death and his resurrection. Yes, they had sorrow and all at his death. But then when they knew of his resurrection and the way things were turning, things he was setting up that would continue on even after he left and went back to the Father, yes, then they were walking with joy, just like you and I today. Regardless what Satan will bring against us, we can stand firm and stand with joy in our hearts, because we know we have something in us that is stronger than any he can throw at us. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Now, a woman when she is in travail has sorrow. He's using a woman now in labor with child, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembers no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. And those of you that have been around and witnessed the birth of a child, you know the anguish and the pain and all that accomplished that. But as soon as that is over, they really don't remember that anymore. And that mother is filled with joy of that child. 22. And ye now, therefore, have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. As long as you will walk in and with the Word of God, filled with the Holy Spirit, no one or nothing can take that joy from you. 23. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. When we pray to the Father and we ask for things that is needed, and we should always pray in the will of God, which is really most always listed in his word, because we should never go to him and ask for all this lavish stuff, the stuff we really don't need. When we go to the Lord in prayer, we need to be asking for things that we need in this life in order to be able to serve him and to be able to walk straight and upright and with the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the guidance of the Holy Spirit here on this earth. And when we do that, and we do it in His name, He will grant it and give it to us. And that's exactly what He was telling us there. 24. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name? Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. You see, that inner joy, that joy that is in the heart, which has brought peace also to you. And a lot of times, you'll be up against things that Satan has brought against you, and yet, you know that even with that going on, that there is a peace and joy in you is really non-explainable. And I know I have these things happen to me. And I wonder, you know, this all has to be the work of God. There can be no other what about it? It's got to be coming from God. To have this kind of peace and joy in me, with this still going on, now, 25. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. 26. At that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. When he said it, for the Father himself loveth you, and because ye have loved me and have believed that I came out from God, oh boy, listen to that. 28. I came forth from the Father and am come into the world again. I leave the world and go to the Father. I came from the Father to you and brought you the things from the Father. Now I'm leaving you and going back to the Father. And He will be there sitting at the right hand interceding for you and I and those that will put their belief, their faith, and their trust on and in Him. 29. His disciples said unto Him, lo, now speaketh thou plainly, and speaketh no proverbs. 30. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things, and needeth not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. 31. Jesus answered them, do ye now believe? We need to be talking with a lot of people today that are telling us they are Christians, that they are the children of God, to see if they really do believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we are told in these Gospels in several places that they are those, that say they are, but they're not. They really don't believe any. They say they're Christian, but they don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, 32. Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that you shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. He's telling them about when they are going to deny they even know him, especially Peter. He told Peter he denied him three times that night before the cock would crow. And these were men that walked out with him. First time. And seen with their eyes the very miracles and the things that he did. And yet, when he was taken, they were scattered, just like he told them there that they would be, because they had fear. That's why you and I today, by putting on his death, his burial, being brought back in his resurrection, and to walk in newness of life, we're not to walk in fear, because our trust is supposed to be in him, not in man. And his word has told us that he will have control and to say over you and I. He also told us we would be persecuted. We'd be hated, we'd be scorned, ridiculed, mocked, just as he was. But we're not alone. And just as Jesus was telling them there in 32, that he told me, he says, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. And you and I today, if you are truly a born-again child of God, you have got the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father, and the Holy Spirit all. Think about it. And that's what the Word tells us. Now, 33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world, ye shall have tribulation. You see, he's letting us know there's tribulation for us in the world. But be of good cheer. Even with tribulation, be of good cheer. Why? Because he says, I have overcome the world. We know he has overcome the world, and he will take a lot of things that are bad and turn them into good for you and I. And that I do know some things about. But sometimes maybe the Lord will have me share some of those things with you. We have now finished with chapter 16 of the book of John. Now we'll be, God willing, in the morning going into 17. And, you know, there's 21 verses to John. So we ain't got too many more to go, so we're going to be out of the book of John. would be getting back in the several days of the Old Testament and several days of the New Testament again until we finish both of them again. God willing. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as I close your word, I thank you for your word. Thank you for the Lord Jesus and for the Holy Spirit. And Father, pray for Israel. Pray for peace to them. We pray, though, Father, for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and as their Messiah. In this land of ours that is filled with such evil, Father, and filled with such evil that, Father, is almost unbelievable, because a nation that had been blessed the way this nation was by you, Father, how it set back and left these things to adopt. We understand too, Father, why you told us that judgment will begin at your house. To begin at the church. Now, Father, I pray that those that are in high places to be removed from their office and to be replaced by those that work and serve you, that love you and love the Lord Jesus, love your church, love your people, and love this land. And that they will work with us to bring this land to repentance, and especially our churches. Father, I'm praying for our churches. I'm praying that they will see the error of their ways and quit preaching and teaching things that are contrary to your word, Father, that has brought the church down, weakened it, Father. Now, Father, may they work with us to bring this land to repentance and work with us to put our government back on the foundation in which it was founded. That being your word to the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, I pray for all of those in my heart I do love all of mankind. And Father, I do pray for all of mankind. But I pray especially now, Father, for Kenny Powers, for Dennis Lee, for Amy, Tom, and Jacob, for Millie and Bobby Johnson, for James Taylor, for Courtney and Shane, for Sue Branson, Father, for my wife, myself, for our families, each member of our family, Father, for grandchildren, great-grandchildren, our children. Father, may the Spirit work with all of us. Bring them all closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we have some in our families that are walking in darkness. Now may they, Father, come to a knowledge that they need, come out of that darkness and walk to the light, that light being the light of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, be with us. throughout this evening and through the night. Keep us all, Father, in health and safety. And bring us back together again in the morning, Father, in time for our study at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. This, Father, is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Have a great night. Walk with God, He'll walk with you. Have a good one, all.